for now, and she told she's gonna get it. I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going, but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle. Was it a mecca double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boy's a slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem. Took her left off last lap lane. Just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are all having a wonderful evening. Is it afternoon or evening? I don't really know, because the sun's setting. But at different times of the year, I guess it's different. Because that really begs the question, what time does afternoon become evening, and evening become night? Who knows? The questions. Anyway, my name is Michael. You're listening to The Clubhouse on WMFO in Medford. 91.5, Touch Freeform Radio. Yeah, I'm a little frazzled. I'm still getting set up, which is okay. But the show stops for no one. The song you just heard was Fluorescent Adolescent by the Arctic Monkeys, a band which I've been trying to listen to a little bit more, just because they're pretty good. They're a British alt-rock group. I've been trying to listen to more modern bands. I started listening to them over the summer, because I was working at a summer camp. My roommate was British, and he liked a lot of that British bands. It's weird. Britain has a lot of good music. Over the past century or so, I'd say. A lot of stuff's come out of there. I'm sort of rambling, which is not good, because we have a lot of music, and I have a lot of things to say about most of the music that I will be showing you, and so it'd probably be better if we just started with the music, and you stopped listening to me speaking. So we're going to get started with the big bulk of the show now. Kicking us off, Tried and True Classic, coming up on the 50th, or we just had the 50th anniversary. Here's the Beatles.
told you they bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning. While my guitar gently weeps. Surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps.
Sorrow,
little children today.
Children. they gonna suffer tomorrow? Really suffer tomorrow? Oh, what a shame. What a shame. Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living, oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Life.
But let live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want a rest, you got love. Save the babies. Oh, I feel you got it. You will save the babies. Bye.
gentlemen. I think you can hear me, right? Yeah, sure. Let's go with it. The songs that you just heard were While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles. While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles, Save the Children by Marvin Gaye, and Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin. All classic tunes. Oh, I forgot to mention the song that you were hearing before while I was speaking was Loud Pipes by Rat-A-Tat. And the song you're hearing right now, also a Rat-A-Tat tune, it's Kennedy. Good band for talking over. Turn down low. So, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, I played that because it's the 50th anniversary of the White Album. That happened a couple days or weeks ago. I'm losing track of dates while I'm here, but that was very recent, so I felt like I had to. I mean, it'd be a disservice not to honor the 50th anniversary of the White Album. Then I played Save the Children, which is an interesting song because it came off of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, released in 1970 or 71. I don't remember the exact year, but it was a very influential album because Marvin Gaye he wanted to be a more influential artist. He wanted to not just do the Motown soul hits. He wanted to do something meaningful, and Motown did not want to let him do it. And so it's a concept album, so it's weird playing this song out of context, which could explain some of the funky transitions on the radio. But it's a very interesting song lyrically, but also with the context of the actual album being that Marvin Gaye is protesting the war. He's talking about climate change. He's talking about the drug epidemic. He's saying that there's a lot of injustice going on in the world. And what better way to save the world than to do it for the children? Then I played Dire Maker, which I don't know what Dire Maker actually means, like the words, because they never say it in the actual song, but the lyrics of the song are very powerful. And it's a great song to just turn up in your car and just rock out. John Bonham's drums are just good stuff. Anyway, we got some more songs for you. We're gonna be changing gears just a little bit. We're gonna be going into some more mellow things, and we're gonna kick it off with a classic tune recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary. So I hope y'all enjoy.
If you miss She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Suddenly cruel, but she can do as she pleases. She's nobody's fool, and she can't be convicted. She's earned her degree, and the most she will do is throw shadows at you. But she's always a woman to me.
Well, I've been afraid. if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide the landslide bring it down. Oh, the landslide bring it down.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Clubhouse you are listening to right now. My name is Michael. I hope that you all enjoyed the stuff that you were just listening to, because I know I did. Let's see, what did we just hear, guys? We heard 500 Miles by Peter, Paul, and Mary, She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel, Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, and God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Am I talking too loud? I think I might be talking too loud. One sec. There we go. Why did I play those songs? That's a great question, Michael. Well, I played 500 Miles because I recently just watched Inside Llewyn Davis. And if you have not seen Inside Llewyn Davis, I highly recommend that you see the movie. It's about a folk singer in the early 60s, Greenwich Village. It's a great movie. The song that they perform in the movie was recorded by Justin Timberlake on the main vocal part, for part of it, at least. And I loved his rendition, but they recently just took it off Spotify. Spotify is what I use to make my playlists because it's a platform that I own. I found the Peter, Paul, and Mary version, which I like very much. Might be the best known recording, but don't quote me on that. And I think that I'm trying to get into folk music. So if you know folk music, Let me know. I'm always trying to expand my horizons. Then I played She's Always a Woman by Billy Joel. I always knew all the radio hits of Billy Joel growing up and even now. It was really a staple of my youth. And, you know, like, I learned the Piano Man and piano, all that good stuff. But I recently started listening to, like, some of his other stuff, some of the stuff that I should know but never actually bothered to learn. I saw him on an interview on Colbert, and he was talking about some of his songs. I was like, man, I really don't know any of these. So I started listening to some of them, and I found this one, and I really like it. It's a good song. Lyrically, warm. It's just warm. Landslide, Fleetwood Mac, man, great band, great sound. It's a sad story for the band, but, I mean, it's always incredibly soulful. Stevie Nicks has a gorgeous, gorgeous voice. Then I played God Only Knows, which is on Pet Sounds. And Pet Sounds, I don't know how many of you are very familiar with Pet Sounds as an album, for those of you who are listening, but it's a very interesting story, and I could talk about it for probably the entire hour. But, I mean, it really was a crucial turning point in music for the Beach Boys and otherwise. And so, it really, I mean, it influenced the Beatles, it influenced many other artists. I mean, it was the direct inspiration for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which, I mean, if you don't, I can't, it, the words can't even come out of my mouth to describe how incredible it was. And it also meant the downfall of Brian Wilson, you know, which is a terribly, terribly sad story. Because he was such a genius. Terribly sad. But Pet Sounds is a great album. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. I listened to it in my car for hours in high school. And it was just, I love it. Yeah, so what are we going to be doing next? That's a great question, Michael. Well, the next section is a little more upbeat than the section that we saw before. And the first song that we're going to be playing, I'm actually dedicating to a very special man. My father, who, as I was putting together this playlist, I realized is probably a very large contribution to the way that I listen to music and the way that I understand different genres and just the general eclecticity. I don't know the noun for that. The eclectic music taste that I have. And I have many fond memories of jamming out with him to multitudes of songs on Rock Band and in the car. And anyway, I'm gonna play this song, which I know he loves to rock out to, and hopefully you will also love to rock out to it as well. So here is The Doors. Enjoy.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Stars fall from the sky for you and I.
stars fell from the sky for you and I.
Thank you.
Hello, how's everyone doing? My name is Michael, as I'm sure you all know by now. If you've been listening for the past 47 minutes, the songs that you just heard were we? Well, the song that I was talking over last time, that was Lex by Ratatat. Then you heard Touch Me by the Doors, and then Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy by Queen, and then lastly, Baba O'Reilly by The Who, and the song that you are listening to right now as I speak is called Nothing Owed by Bonobo. Bonobo and Ratatat were two bands that were recommended to me by my radio trainer, Nate. They're very good. I like talking over them. Let's see, what were we going to do? What were we going to talk about? Yes, so you probably heard, if you were listening earlier, that I dedicated that Doors song to my wonderful father. Why did I do that? That's a great question. My dad is a very interesting man for a number of reasons. I love him very much. And I think that I had a moment of realization where I believe that my more eclectic music taste probably comes from him, because he has this way of going about collecting his music where, when he got iTunes or whatever, he put all the CDs in there, and then when we were all growing up, he just put in all the songs that we told him to put in there, and then now he just puts in whatever he feels like whenever he wants to. And what he does is, when he drives around in his car, like to work and going to do errands and all that stuff, he just puts on, he puts on this giant playlist, which is just all the songs that he knows. And it's this massive playlist in his car, and I love listening to it whenever we're driving around. And it's just incredible to sit there and listen to all the different genres just melding over each other. I mean, there's pop, there's rock, there's jazz, there's a lot of French music in there, which is always interesting to stumble upon. We would always play Rock Band together, and I wanted to play Roundabout by Yes, which is the song that he always loves to sing along to, but it's a very long song, and I didn't have time in the show this week, maybe next week. So that song went out to him, because we would always sing that in the car. Then I played Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy. I saw Bohemian Rhapsody last week. Very good movie. Highly recommend it. It was very good. They didn't actually play that song in the movie. I noticed that. I think they played like a little piece of it. I think Freddie sang a little bit of it while he was just like fiddling around the piano, but it wasn't any sort of prominent piece that they played. I just think it's a very happy tune. I like listening to it. And then Bob O'Reilly. I was surprised that I hadn't played any Who recently or at all on this show yet. And so, I mean, Bob O'Reilly's such an anthem. I mean, it's such just a rocking tune. I mean, it's almost like a rite of passage kind of song. I mean, it was on that episode of Freaks and Geeks. Like, maybe that's why I think of it that way. But who knows? So anyway, that's what we had just then. Now I'm going to do the PSA, as I am required to do. I selected this one at the top of the binder. The WMFO Happy Holidays, Please Don't Drink and Drive PSA. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform, loving listeners back in the new year. So that's what we got for that. I got a few more songs for you here. We're actually going to be spilling over the hour a little bit. I'm subbing for the show after me. We're probably not going to end right at 5, but we're going to do our very best because I want this show to maintain a certain, I don't know. I mean, it's the principle of the thing. All right, so here we go. Enough talking. Here's the next tune by Greta Van Fleet.
And wash away the ancient fears. a brand new day, a brand new star.
hasn't heard